This episode of The Morning Stream is brought to you by Away. Away makes first-class luggage at coach prices that allows you to charge your phone on the go. For $20 off a suitcase, go to awaytravel.com/TMS20 and use the promo code TMS20. Coming up on TMS, Freddie visited me.
Dominoes fell at Domino's.
I meant failed. What? I don't know. I screwed that up. That's my fault. Please don't moon us, ma'am.
I know that foot. Oh, sorry. I meant hand.
Where did that AirPod go?
Major spoilers and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Hey, this is Billy West. You're listening to The Morning Stream. Good news, everyone. The Morning Stream is the best way to get clean.
Let's talk about the dirty burger.
The Morning Stream. That's my safety word.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to The Morning Stream. It is TMS for the 6th of May. May the 6th. Does that have a thing, a dumb Star Wars thing? Or?
It does. It's a Revenge of the 6th what... you don't want to know, don't ask.
I thought it was Revenge of the 5th. No? I thought that was over.
Oh, I thought it was Revenge of the 6th, because that sounds a little bit more like Sith.
6th? Yeah, because it has an SI in it. Maybe the chat room will confirm. I thought it was the other way around. By the way, there's somebody new here. Who is this? Where is it? I can't find it. Somebody who doesn't come in here very often live says that we sound really slow because they listen to the show at like 3 times.
Oh, well, I'm very sorry about that.
I swear. Oh, Revenge of the 6th, not Revenge of the 5th? Everybody told me it was yesterday, and I thought I was over with it. Bah. Hate that thing. Not going to complain, though.
I know. Official Star Wars Day should be May 23rd. Right? The anniversary of when the first movie came out?
Right. Oh, yeah. Why don't we celebrate that? It's because it doesn't sound good, Brian, because you can't make a dumb rhyme word with it. That's why.
I know. Yeah. Is it? And I say that, was it May 22nd? I think it was May 23rd.
I don't remember. It was a long time ago. Oh, I should end my workout that I ended a half an hour ago. Hold on.
May 25th.
You ever do that, by the way, where you start a workout and then you forget and like an hour later it thinks you're still running?
Yeah, I do that with Strava all the time. So, I'll walk around the house and Strava's pretty good about figuring out that I'm not still on my bike.
Oh.
It doesn't feel like, it doesn't think that I'm just going very slowly in this little small area on my bike.
No good.
Kind of figures it out. Yeah.
That would be odd to say the least. We're here. We had a weekend between the last time we saw you guys, so we're doing it today. I should even bring this up. Hold on a second. Let me decide if I should bring this up. I had a thing happen today where I was accused of spoilers, and I'm trying to decide if I should bring it up. Because it's not a spoiler, but it kind of is if I give you the context, so I don't want to give you the context. Let's just say, Brian, you're running through Twitter, and you saw the words from me or anyone else that said... And then there was one. Would that be a spoiler for you? What would you think I was talking about?
I wouldn't know. And if it has to do with Game of Thrones, I still have about 30 minutes of last night's show to watch.
All right. Even you're not spoiled from the thing I said.
So I'm not spoiled just from hearing that. It doesn't spoil me.
All right.
There was one.
Everybody... calm down with the spoiler freakouts. I didn't spoil anything. And last night, Carter hasn't seen Endgame yet. And last night, I should tell you this whole story. So last night, we're going to celebrate Cinco de Mayo with a little bit of Cinco de Mayo. Now, I'll tell you what that means in a second, because I've been trying to eat better, but I couldn't resist. You know those corn on the cob things in Vegas inside of that Mexican place in the container park? Have you had that?
No, corn on the cob things inside the... what?
It's the Mexican place in Container Park. You ever had those? Huh? It's called...
No.
It's a Carrillo, Chichillo, Crapachicho. I don't know the name of it.
Sure, it's exactly that, yes.
Elote, that's it. Elote.
Elote, okay.
You never had that before?
I don't think I've had elote.
Oh, my Lord.
Elote.
All right, so imagine a really good, perfectly ripened and ready to go corn of cob, okay? Or cob of corn.
Sure. You want corn of cob?
You want corn of cob? We are all out of corn of cob.
I am corn of cob.
I am corn of House Cob. Also not a spoiler. Calm yourselves down. All right. So...
I'm looking at photos of corn on the elote. So basically, it's a roast, a really nicely roasted cob of corn with looks like cojita cheese sprinkled on top, and
a thin layer of mayo around the whole thing. You got to have the mayo on there.
Really? Okay. The ones I'm seeing don't have the mayo.
Oh, I was told that you had to have mayo. That was my understanding of what made it elote. But I could be wrong. Okay. Kim says
that one has it. I guess it's to keep the cojita cheese stuck on there.
Yeah. Plus it had, you know, it's a flavor and all that.
It's a flavor.
It's a thing that would gross Justin out completely, and maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow. But Kim
said, we could confuse him and tell him it's aioli.
We totally could. And then there's like some kind of pepper powder thing she puts on there. I have no idea. But it's really, really good. Like fan freaking tastic. So I ate two of those, and I thought, oh, no, this mayo is horrible, horrible levels of, you know, calories and stuff. Because I am on the wagon now. I'm on the wagon, you guys. Mm-hmm. I'm eating less. I was like 500 or 600 calories below my limit yesterday. I'm very happy about that. Day before that, 300 below. I'm doing it. I'm making it happen. I'm going to lose it. Anyway, my point is, yes, 100 calories per 14 grams. That sounds right, Sidian. So we had that last night. That was fantastic. She also made tacos. So we had little mini street-looking tacos, and we had a piñata. Like, Kim went crazy. And we took this all to my sister Misha's house, and Misha, in her basement, has a custom movie theater. It's like they built it years ago. They're all being whiny now because they want a 4K one. Or I shouldn't say they are. Thatcher, his son, is. He's like, we got to get 4K in here. I'm like, come on, dude. Live with your 1080p. But anyway, big, beautiful theater, and we decided that we were all going to get together, eat a bunch of food in celebration of Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May.
Yeah.
And then we were going to watch a movie. And the movie we decided to watch was Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, okay. Yeah, great. Boy, if that doesn't have Cinco de Mayo written all over it, and a celebration of the Mexican culture and freedom.
Right.
From...
Can you think of a more appropriate film for Cinco de Mayo? Well, anyway, we did it because the main reason was I hadn't seen it, and there were three or four other people that hadn't seen it, and they love it. My sister and her kids love it, so they thought, hey, why don't we watch that? So I said, that sounds great. And there you go.
Bail.
You know, it's like I'm at Live Aid right now. It's really weird.
Yeah, it totally is, yes. Exactly.
So we did that, and I'm here to say... that A, I really like that movie.
Yeah.
And B, Rami Malek is a freaking force in that thing. I saw him win the award. I knew there was all this talk about it. I figured he was good. I already liked him on Mr. Robot, but I didn't really have any idea how he embodied that role. It was insane.
He totally became Freddie Mercury for that role. And it's funny because one of my first complaints after seeing it was, yeah, but there were parts where it just didn't look like he was comfortable with those teeth. Like he was, you know, he had the fake teeth in there and he was trying to get his lips around him to talk and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then my uncle showed me an interview with Freddie Mercury from, you know, 1983 or something. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, Freddie is like talking just like that, where he's like trying to wrap his, you know, get his lips around his teeth and stuff. So I was like, okay, you know what? He nailed it. Yeah. It was absolutely...
It's unbelievable. I mean, I'm seriously blown away by him. He blew me away, and I don't know what I was thinking.
I don't know how they found this guy who played Brian May, but I think that they used some sort of quantum leap magic to go back and get young Brian May, bring him to the future, film him for this role, mm-hmm. and then send him back where he came from.
He's the same guy, just with not gray, the same hair even. Jeez, like, crazy how
exactly
close that.
The same, the face and everything.
Yeah, all those guys were pretty well matched. And also, what played Deacon was the kid from Jurassic Park. I could barely get my head around that.
Right, yes.
So a lot of the stuff I had missed because I didn't see it in theaters and I didn't really pay attention to people talking about it, but I didn't know he was in it. I didn't know that was Mike Myers as the sort of failed record producer who passed on the
album.
Which
is funny because, you know, you think back to Wayne's World when they're all singing Bohemian Rhapsody in the car,
mm-hmm.
and it's like Mike Myers, you know, came full circle.
Yeah, and wasn't that that was the 16th year re-release that went to number one again on the Billboard charts or whatever. Wasn't it because of that movie or something?
Yes, it was because of that movie, yeah.
And then, ironically, or, you know, on purpose, Mike Myers in that role is saying, look, kids, right. kids aren't going to be in their cars banging their head to this song.
Exactly.
And I'm thinking, yep. oh my gosh, Mike Myers, did you really just say, was that the line? It was awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
So there was, I thought it was great. I like a good music biopic. I like Walk the Line. I like, you know, I like all that stuff.
But, boy, Rocket Man's not getting good early reviews though.
Oh, really?
That's yeah, too which bad. Is a bummer.
Yeah, it's yeah. too bad. I was kind of looking forward to it.
I don't really care. We don't have it in the movie draft.
No, it'll be fine. But yeah, it's something else. I didn't know Bryan Singer directed this movie. Did you know that?
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. I think really? They keep that stuff quiet. So if you look him up, hold on, Bohemian. Oh my gosh, I can't spell. Rap, so D. Okay.
Yeah, probably. I mean, obviously because of the whole Me Too thing recently. Is that right?
Yeah, he's in all kinds of trouble for that all the time. So there he is, Bryan Singer. He's your X-Men guy, and it's a perfectly directed movie. There's no problem, but like I heard no mention of him during any of the promo stuff, none of the PR, the whatchamacallit came and went, the Oscars came and went without anyone just even saying the name Bryan Singer that I can remember.
So it's funny, you do a search for this and it's like, okay, they fired him. Did they bring him back? Because
he's credited in the film. I saw it in the thing, and then here on IMDb it says
he's,
it.
I don't think he. He may not have been the director the whole way through.
Oh, very well could be. Yeah, I don't know. It didn't say any other. Like the credits just have that. Here's the other cool thing I noticed. The font they use in all the titles and the stuff is the exact same font as Mr. Robot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We were just watching Mr. Robot. So, you know, like the big title card of Mr. Robot when it comes up in red.
The block letters with the line, the center line that goes through.
Yeah, it looks like an arcade kind of font or whatever. They use the exact same, although it's in white, they use the exact same font and all throughout Bohemian Rhapsody all the time. Whenever
that's
like a thing.
Hilarious. I did not recognize that at all.
Like when they'd say 5 years later, it was like, oh my gosh, that font.
Yeah. It was Mr. Robot font.
Anyway.
Mr. Robot bold.
I did not know. That he also the rumor is why it won best editing is because Singer left halfway through and they made it better without him. That's interesting. I really loved it, and I just wanted to put it out there into the ether that I think that freaking Rami Malek, who normally is very understated, like in Mr. Robot, he's super understated, very kind of quiet and whatever.
Yeah, he's got to play kind of more of a meek character.
Not this dude. He is just like
fire. Over the top.
Yeah. Couldn't believe it. I can't wait to see what he does next. All right. Besides Mr. Robot Season 4. Brian, you also saw a movie. What'd you see?
I did. Well, we have two movies in the summer movie draft, Scott. Avengers Endgame is one. And the other is a movie called Long Shot, which I was disappointed to find out is not about the leather jacket-wearing, luck-powered superhero from the Marvel Mojoverse.
Oh,
darn it.
That's too bad.
It's about Seth Rogen squirting stuff into his hair, basically.
All right.
Yeah. Well, okay. It's funny because it's not. It's a little bit misleading as far as what the movie's about, because right now you think, all right, well, it's a movie about Seth Rogen's this ugly dude, and he hooks up with Charlize Theron, who's this really pretty lady, and they're just crazy because he's ugly and she's pretty, and. Yes, but it's a lot more than that. So it was surprising. It was really good.
People
I think it's actually got some legs.
The Rotten
I think this might do well.
I hope so. Rotten Tomatoes currently has it at let's see here. Long Shot, 83%. It's pretty strong.
Yeah.
It's not too bad.
Not bad at all. We're seeing for sure.
Let's see what the top box office this last weekend.
Oh, well, I think we know what the top box office from this last weekend is, Scott.
Yeah, but it's such a range. Let's look at this. Look at the chasm between them. You got Avengers Endgame at $145.8 million. It's just for the weekend. The Intruder at number 2 with 11.1, and Longshot at number 3 at 10.1. That's a big right. difference. I think
it's
lot
a
of
huge it, jump. Yeah. I don't even, I can't even remember what the intruder is, but hide your kids, that, hide your wife.
I can tell you real quick here. That is, oh yeah, it's the one with Dennis Quaid breaks into his old, the house he used to own. And he's pissed he doesn't have it anymore. And there's like some young couple living there now.
Right, right, right. He basically just doesn't give up the house. Like yeah. he continues to harass the people in the house. Oh, that's not going to do very well. Yeah. That's a one and done weekend thing.
27%. Not great on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Although I do like, of the Quaids, he's my favorite Quaid.
Sure. Sure.
I mean, if you're looking for controversy, maybe you look at Randy. But I like Dennis Quaid for the acting. He's a good actor.
Sure. How can you not like him,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Inner Space? Come on. Come on, Inner Space.
Sidian. So it's just a documentary about Dennis Quaid then? Yeah. He's a real home invader.
No, I would think that's probably behavior that's more appropriate for Randy Quaid than Dennis Quaid for this film.
Wow. Essential Tremor says, Rami Malek has a podcast drama going on now about a nationwide power failure. I never heard of that. That's that. He doesn't mean podcast drama like infighting. He means like a drama in
like
podcast
a
serial
form. Style podcast.
I'd check that out. That sounds sure. apocalyptic. You know I like those things.
Yeah.
I want the world to end, it seems like, with my fandom. Anyway, well, that's great. May those two movies yeah. continue to perform well.
We're right now in the lead. John Trekker breathing down our backs with Captain Marvel giving him $420 million and some dumb, you know, couple movies coming out, some Toy Story thing coming out in June and some It Chapter 2. Those aren't going to do well.
No, never even heard of that Toy Story. What's it's about toys?
It must have toys in it. And come on, sequels never do well. Come on.
That remake of that old Richard Pryor movie? Toy.
Yeah, the toy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Remember that? That was dumb.
Yes. How's that going to do well without Ralph Cramden in it, huh?
It's going to do bad. This we know. All right. Hey, everybody.
Yes.
You know what time it is? It's time for this stuff right here. Welcome to the program, Brian Dunaway. Hello, Brian.
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi. Are you at work again? Are you done with your 9-week vacation or whatever?
Why are you worried about my vacation time?
It's impressive. You were able to carve out so much vacation time that it was just mind-boggling how much vacation time you got.
That's what happens when you work every day, Scott.
Well, that's fantastic.
Work every day.
Every day. Putting the bacon on the table.
How do I sound anyway?
You sound great. Perfect.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Let's do this. How about when you sound like crap? We'll let you know when you sound like crap. How's that?
How about this? How about you don't always or not forthcoming with that?
Uh-huh.
That's how about that.
Yeah, it's true. He's right.
How about no, there's some, how about
the first
how about
thing we say is like, oh, you some, want a root mic or something?
No,
how about there's some history there?
Yeah, he's got history that goes all the way back to ELR. There were times where I would hear him sound bad and I would feel bad if I said anything, so I just let it roll. So we don't do that anymore, Brian Ibbett or Dunaway. We've changed our ways. So keep it together. All right.
Yeah. It's good. It's good. Hey, you know what? I missed you guys. I haven't seen you in like a day and a half.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while.
Well, you didn't see us then either.
Well you heard
didn't
us.
Didn't I?
Yeah. Talk to us.
You definitely
heard us. You saw us with your ears.
Maybe if you would stop forgetting to turn off the video on Discord, maybe I wouldn't have seen it.
Oh, crap. So
oh,
you saw
crap.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What have we done? This is bad news. On the line, we have a caller who might be a participant in today's tomfoolery. Hi, who's this?
Clacky D in Des Moines.
Clacky D in Des Moines.
Clacky D!
Clacky D! It's impossible not to do that.
I know, really can't. I can't not do it.
You like it. You're okay with it, though, Clacky D, when we do that?
Oh, yeah, that's why I call it.
All right.
Yeah, I was going to say you wouldn't call yourself Clacky D. No, I call myself Clacky D because I like it said in a very serious...
Yes. Yeah, we don't even know what the D stand. Actually, is the D stand for anything?
Druot.
Druot. Is that a name? Like your last name?
It is a Jedi name I created from a generator in 2002.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
that's great.
So this is a nickname based off a nickname.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that would have been right around that time that Star Wars kid was getting all embarrassed from his Star Wars video. Remember that thing?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. So this is good timing. Anyway, it's good to have you on, Clacky. I hope you win today. And Brian's going to explain what and how and where.
That's right, Scott. I'm going to be giving Scott and Brian Dunaway a topic. They're going to go back and forth with answers for that topic if one of them gives a wrong answer, a repeated answer, or they take too long to come up with an answer. The win is going to go to the other player. Your job, Clicky D, is to predict who is going to come out on top based on the topic. Today, you are playing for carryover prizes from last week, a copy of Leaving Earth by J.W. Scarpacci, which is available on Kindle for your Kindle. Go to bit.ly/LENovel to check out a copy for yourself. And the PS4 and Steam games or Steam games from last week, we're going to add on more PS4 or Steam games, whichever you prefer.
Nice. Clacky D.
Oh, cool.
You're going to be the big winner today. Nice. If you can deal with the topic Brian's about to lay on us.
This one comes to us from Talia James. It is a very interesting top 10 list. What are the top 10 commandments? I did there? Like as if they were rated. Yes, the 10 commandments. We all know a couple of them, but do we know all 10? We'd like to find out.
Mm. And this doesn't count the other five that Moses dropped in History of the World Part 1.
Spilt. That's right. These 15 commandments.
The Ten Commandments. One of my favorite movie scenes of all time. Anyway, go ahead.
And I'm going to be going by, because there are, Dead Polymers does ask the question, which set? I'm going by the combination of the Lutherans, the Jewish Talmud, the Samaritan Pentateuch, and the Philo Septuagint.
Wow. Wow. So, you could just say King James version of the Ten Commandments. That would work.
I'll just do that. All right. Fine. I'll just do that.
The Pentateuch.
Pentateuch.
Now, that's a cool name I should have generated in 2002 and kept using.
Jedi Pentateuch.
Yeah. This is going to be interesting. All right. Who do you think is going to win, Clacky D?
I'm guessing Scott's going to win.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Man, I'm a very pious.
He seems kind of buttoned up, doesn't he? Like he keeps like the Ten Commandments. Like,
I have like a little pamphlet in my wallet. Look right here. I'll pull them out. Thou shalt kick Brian Dunaway in the crotch. That's my favorite one.
My expectation is one of them is going to do something like, only the penitent man shall pass. Oh, the penitent man, the penitent man.
Penitent man, penitent man. All right. So he thinks I'm going to win. Who do you want to start?
You can start, Scott.
All right. Let's get rid of the big boy. Thou shalt not kill.
Good win.
Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not murder. Some places it's number five. Sometimes it's number six, but that is one of them. And and we're off to the races.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Another
like
biggie.
Maximum security.
Right. Another biggie for people is don't be taking other people's crap. Yeah. Don't be stealing.
Yeah. But what's the, doesn't he have to word it? He has to word it. Right?
Thou shalt not stealeth.
Thank you. Gotta be. Let's you know.
Don't be stealing, son.
It's something about other people's stuff.
All right. Well,
sometimes number seven, sometimes number eight, thou shalt not steal.
No other gods before me.
Sure. Boy, that's the big number one.
Mm.
When they start
top 10.
With.
I love that we're still treating it like a top 10. This is great.
Unless, you know, exactly. The most popular, show us. Shalt not have any other gods before me. Survey says.
Yeah.
Very good. Yes.
Thou shalt not do it with people other than you're supposed to. Thou shalt not commit adultery.
That's the right way to phrase that one.
Yeah. Scarlet A.
Yeah. The Scarlet A. Oh, adultery.
The Scarlet A.
Yeah.
Right. Get your Scarlet A right here. we already did steal. I'm blanking. Do not bear false witness.
Ooh, very good.
Yeah.
Against thy neighbor, thou shalt not bear false witness. 8 or 9, depending on where you look, but yeah, that is on the list.
That's basically the don't lie one, and I think that's the most broken of all of them. Everybody breaks that damn law all the time.
Yeah. Law.
Not law, whatever it is. Commandment.
Yeah, most of the commandment. Right. Yeah, most of these are about neighbors, aren't they? Thou shalt not go to your neighbor's house and poop in their toilet. That's not in there.
Thou shalt not leave an upper decker.
Yeah.
Right.
Never leave an upper decker.
Thou shalt not,
lest you be damned,
covet thy neighbor's Blu-ray player in 4K.
Well, are you going to go with that? Is that going to be your...
No. I'm going with, I think it's do not, I guess it's do not covet thy neighbor's things.
Yeah, actually, that is kind of what I'm looking for, because in some places it's thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, in some it's thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, or thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's slaves, animals, or Blu-ray player. So yeah, I think it's all three, kind of the number 10 right. commandment on the list.
All right, how about this one? Thou shalt remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
But which one?
That's exactly how that one's worded. Scary. Yep, number 3 or 4, depending on where you look.
Four Sigma. I sound like the guy in that the Vermintide 2 game. He's always talking like that. Thou shalt not do it. He's awesome. He's the best, dude. I'm not kidding anyone out there. Even if you don't have the game, go like watch a YouTube video of this guy screaming his head off about he's the best.
Bless my sacred body against these vermin.
He's the best.
Is it Vermintide?
Yeah, Vermintide's awesome.
I'm glad Skeletor appeared.
It's very Skeletor. He is very Skeletor. That's probably why I like it.
Thou shalt not talk to me, He-Man.
That was always his big problem, was it? The He-Man was talking to him? Okay.
He-Man.
You always had to bring that in.
Quit
there.
Talking He-Man. To me. Don't look at me, He-Man. Right.
He-Man. Stop looking at me. I'm hideous. I've got a stupid face, He-Man.
Oh, my God. The Christmas special was the best, though, when he was trying to talk to the kids.
I don't feel evil anymore, he'd say.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm starting to believe in this Jesus. He was having a full conversion. It was fantastic. Anyway.
Thou shalt respect the crap out of your parents. That's what I tell my kids all the time. Thou shalt honor thy father and mother.
Correct, father. Yep. Honor thy father and thy mother. Number 4 or 5 on the list, depending on where you look.
Now the rest of it gets kind of fuzzy to me.
Well, I got one more at least. Okay. This is a big one for my grandmother.
Thou shalt not take the Lord's name in vain.
Oh, that's it. Yep. Don't forget about
your
that.
Boobs.
Your boobs.
Your boobs.
Very good. Yes, number 2 or 3 on the list, depending on where you look. And we are down to one last commandment.
Oh my gosh.
Oh. I can't remember what strategy you went with to pick, let Scott go first. It actually may work out for you, because thou shalt not remember the 10th commandment.
Right, yeah, no kidding. Exactly. Whether you get this right or wrong, he wins. Right.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's a guaranteed win right now.
It's a guaranteed win.
Nice.
Played, Clackadoo.
In that case, Clackadoo. I can say anything.
Can I guess it? I want to guess it.
Well, let Brian Dunaway have a chance first.
Oh, I thought he gave up.
No, not yet.
No. Let's see here. Well, we did the stealing, the killing, the willing, and the dealing.
Sure.
Can't do that. Can't
count your money while you're sitting at the table.
That's right.
You got to know when to hold
them. Can't take the Lord's name in vain, or Scott's grandma will chase you with a shoe.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
What else we got here?
Thou shalt not call me on your cell phone.
Right. Yep.
Right.
Thou shalt not call me on your cell phone. Sorry. Go ahead.
Let's see. I don't know. It's a good. Thou shalt not touch my feet on the Tuesday before the Sabbath. See, I don't know. That's it. I don't know.
Yeah,
I
can't recall anything. So I'm going to go ahead and guess.
We've coveted. We've lied, stole.
I don't remember the wording of it, but we haven't done anything about idols or images.
Oh, well, I thought that's what we said. No God before me, isn't that?
We did, but that's a separate idols. One, right, Brian?
It's a different one. That is a different one, yes.
Yeah, because you're not supposed to make like, craven images, right?
Craven.
Yes, don't make any images of me that look like the hunter from Spider-Man's Rogues Gallery. Please, whatever you do. I don't have that goofy Frank Zappa mustache and
his name was Craven?
Yeah, that was Craven.
Oh, all right. How about
Cliff Craven images? I stole that from the chat room because Icor said it.
How about Graven with a G?
Oh, Graven.
Oh, yeah,
the Graven images. Oh, I would have gotten it wrong. Images. Graven, not Craven. Shit.
Was that the last one? Is that the one?
That is the last one. Yeah, they shot onto the any Graven image. I'm not sure if I would have given that to you or if I would have called that a miss.
I mean, Craven and Graven are totally different, so I think I would have missed it. I wouldn't. I would have called that as a miss to me, but he already won. That would have been a misdemeanor.
Congratulations. You're a winner.
Oh, and this is for Dunaway. Oh, that's not the right horn. I got the wrong horn in there. Anyway, well done, Clacky D. You've done it, and you get to do all these things, but you have to send Brian an email, coverville@gmail.com, for all of that to go through.
I can do that.
And let me know if you prefer PlayStation, PSVR, or Steam for your games.
Yes, and you can do that in the email, I suppose.
You're going to send me a PSVR?
Yes, the whole setup.
Yeah, sure.
PlayStation Pro, PSVR, about four games of your choice. Brian's
Thou
really...
shalt not get a PSVR.
we'll see you later. All right. Well, there you go. Dunaway, today at 3:30, you and I will be recording the Boop Show, which will be a grand time. So I look forward to that.
I wish
greatly.
We could do this all day.
I know.
Every day.
I do too. Every day.
Every day. Bye. All right. He's gone. Today is not that day.
No. We have news. Let's do the news we got to talk about.
Yeah, let's do it.
This is your radio newscaster with another exclusive sensational summary of world and local events.
It's the news brought to you by
Scott. I hear word on the street that there's a new TMS t-shirt up and available. Well, what's the deal with that?
Well, if you go to frogpants.com/store, it's one of the first listings there. In fact, I'm going to go there right now and make sure I'm not lying to you. We got this new shirt. It is orange, my favorite color for a shirt, so that's why I went with it. But it also features our new logo, which we currently use in our new album art. So if you not seen it, go on over there. I'll put a quick post on screen so people can actually see it. Here we go. That's the shirt right there. I'll make it big. There you go. It's that mug shot with sort of spilling coffee over the edge. It says the morning stream underneath it. On a very hunky man model, so this won't look as good on me as it will you. But there you go.
You'll get there. You'll get there, man.
I'm getting.
You're working hard at it.
I'm getting there. Anyway, that's available now up on the store. Again, that's over. I'll link it in our page as well. But just go to frogpants.com/store if you are desirous for such things, and it will be there for you. All
right. Cool.
Let's get to the news, of which we have plenty. Gotta get the right screen up. Here we go. Let's talk about Domino's.
Okay.
Domino's Pizza. Not the game. Not the dumb little... what are they called? What would you call those? Tiles? What do you call a Domino?
Oh, yeah. The little... The little tabletop game. I'd call them... they're Domino's.
That they just called Domino's
tiles.
And there's...
Yeah,
they're tiles.
Tiles.
Right?
Yeah. Tiles with pips on them.
Yeah. Tiles and pips. Gladys Knight and the Tiles never worked out, but when the pips joined,
boy, sure. That changed everything for her.
Took off. Anyway, Domino's Pizza has this employee that attacked his coworkers over, you guessed it, Avengers Endgame spoilers. movie spoilers, it says in this article, are a super no-no, especially when it comes to crazy interconnected world like the Marvel Cinematic Universe. You probably heard fans muting words and phrases on social media to avoid spoilers or just doing a complete social media blackout all around to the lead-up of the film. So even though this is not enough sometimes to keep the stray spoiler out, but what evidently happened at Domino's over the weekend, or that weekend, opening weekend, where we were in Vegas, a coworker spilled the beans on Endgame and got another coworker all pissed off to the point that cops had to be called as a result. So this is in, let's see, I don't know where this is. Doesn't say where this is. But it's at this Domino's. Police called after Justin Surface.
I know they give us the address, but not the city.
Yeah, why the address and not the city? Is that weird?
Yeah,
that's weird. Somebody named Justin Surface said he attacked a fellow coworker because they let out a spoiler for the anticipated film. I bet I know what spoiler it is because that one's the real jerker, right? The one that gets people mad.
I would think so. Yeah, I mean,
you know,
it's not going to be. I'm just trying to think of a Yeah. Trying to think of an innocuous spoiler, but I don't want to say anything because I don't want to get anybody mad.
No, I don't want to get anyone mad either. We don't want any assaults on our time. On our watch, that is.
Right.
Exactly. Let's see. They did not. Oh, Surface. Well, that's a great name for last name. The guy's name is Justin Surface.
Right. Microsoft should send him free product.
They really
this
should.
Is, by the way, in Friendswood in Texas.
Okay, cool. Texas is, you know, they got their issues. Yeah. Surface was issued a citation for assault once the police got to the scene. Domino's did not issue a comment about the incident. It isn't clear exactly what the spoiler was to set the employee off, but it seems like a small offense to get a person to attack another person, especially someone who they work with. They don't even talk what to say what the spoiler is, which is good because we don't want to be given that away.
That would be quite the employee revealed the fact that Thanos has a third nipple and
that's
a
the
major plot point in the movie Endgame.
That's where the Soul Stone is kept, in his nipple.
That's right. I keep it in my nipple.
Do you think there'd ever be a spoiler so big that you would just haul off and punch somebody? It feels like you'd have to have more reason than that, right?
Yeah, I don't think any spoiler would be so bad that I'd actually physically hit somebody. I'd be pissed off, but I wouldn't hit anybody.
Yeah.
I'm a lover, not a fighter, Scott.
Yeah. The maddest I was the night after I bought the new Harry Potter book and my boss told everybody that Dumbledore died. I was so pissed.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, we are way out of the...
Yeah. So Thursday, do we get to start talking full on Endgame? Like that would be our 2 weeks.
Well, that's what they're saying. What's their names? The Russos. Yeah, they're saying now's the time. Go ahead and let it loose. But my thing with that is, there are people. The movie's so popular. There are still theaters that are just like impossible to get tickets for when people want to go.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I still won't say anything.
I'm going again tomorrow night because my kids have still not seen it. So we're gonna go tomorrow.
Yeah, at some point this week I'm going to see the IMAX version because a lot of people have said, oh, see IMAX.
Whoa, that's intense. Yeah. IMAX. I wonder, did they film it in IMAX or is it...
It must have been, yeah. Hmm.
All right. Because I know the first IMAX movie I ever saw was Dark Knight on a second viewing. Because the first time we saw it was at Nerdtacular, but the second time I saw it was an IMAX showing and only parts of the movie were true IMAX and the rest of it was scaled or something.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just visualizing, like, there's that scene, the War Machine sex scene. Mm-hmm. Like, seeing that on the IMAX big screen, I think just going to be crazy.
Oh, I don't even know.
It's going to be absolutely crazy.
Who knew he had, like, a little hatch for his wiener to come out?
It was right?
Insane.
I know. Well, you know, Tony Stark thought of everything when he designed the suits.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Was Avengers Endgame filmed in IMAX? Because I know it wasn't filmed in 3D, but that could be different. Oh. Avengers Endgame was filmed with IMAX cameras. That's cool, man.
There we go. All right.
Then you're going to love that. That's not some artificial IMAX-ery.
No,
that's real.
That's not some fakery.
Yeah. You're going to love it. There's a story about a woman all about how my life got turned upside down. Let's see. I can't find it. Where'd it go? Here it is. Woman was arrested on suspicion of mooning customers at Starbucks drive-thru. Oh.
Here's your grande.
Yeah. Do you see Game of Thrones last night?
I saw enough of Game of Thrones to see the scene that got sent around with the image of the cup, the coffee cup in there.
Yeah. Not a spoiler.
I didn't see it when I watched the show last night.
Yeah.
But boy, looking at the photos from it, it's pretty.
I didn't notice it either, but it's right at that scene where Danny is looking at Jon Snow, and right there on the table in front of them is a freaking Starbucks cup. You can see the logo and everything. I didn't see it watching through like you the first time, but then this morning, social media is like, dude, I cannot believe they put a coffee cup in there. It was pretty funny.
Yeah. Well, they left a coffee cup in there. Yeah. It kind of makes me want to like grab that shot and like start putting things like, you know, a Macintosh SE30 or an IKEA bookcase or something like that in the background.
Just put little odds and ends.
Just little odds and ends. Yeah.
I'm sure I'm guessing for the streaming, for the streaming and airing versions of this episode, moving forward, they'll just digitally get rid of it because they did that with like Lord of the Rings had a truck in it and can't remember the other movie I saw recently that was
I've got a pumpkin spice for Mother of Dragons, first of her name, Daenerys, Louise, Chakone, Targaryen.
Unburned. Mrs. Drogo? It's a Mrs. Drogo?
Mrs. Drogo.
Anyway, it was
Could be Yanni. Yep. I can't tell. Yep. Laurel?
And a lot of people, like someone in the chat said it, but I think a lot of people didn't believe it. It looks Photoshop, but I went and checked it. It's there. It's in the scene.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah.
Just sitting there. Anyway, this woman goes through this drive-thru. She's 56 years old. She's from the Valley, it says.
Valley? Yeah. Okay.
She's a Valley woman. Was arrested on suspicion of indecent exposure Sunday after she reportedly mooned or showed her buttocks to two adults and a child in a car at a Goodyear Starbucks. According to court documents. Now, I have a question.
Gnarly!
I have a question about the phrasing there. Goodyear Starbucks. Is that the city and then that's the Starbucks? Or is Goodyear and Starbucks doing some kind of combo where you can get your tires changed and get a coffee?
I think Goodyear is the city. Okay. And they're saying... so this came from the Arizona Central. So I think this is Goodyear, Arizona.
Yeah, Goodyear, Arizona. Near Dysart.
Goodyear, Arizona.
Court documents allege Wendy Bristle? Bristle?
Sure. Let's say that.
Sure. Was in the drive-thru. She was shortly after 2 p.m. on Sunday when she attempted to cut off another customer to the drive-thru. Her and a woman both stepped out of the vehicle to yell at each other. She then turned around, bent over, removed her shorts, and exposed her buttocks and genitals to the victim, burying the lead.
Who ordered the grande crappuccino?
And by the way, I don't think they needed to explain to us what a mooning is. We all know.
No, exactly. Yes. Oh, that's what a mooning is.
Oh, I thought maybe it was
it was some sort of hand signal.
That's really stupid. The woman, man, and child witnessed the act, according to the documents. So she's in trouble. Mm. That is actually illegal to whip out your hoo-ha and show
people. Yeah, for sure. That's public indecency, and I think in some cases sexual harassment, and you might even have to go to knock on everybody's door around you if you're, you know,
like the Jesus in
Big Lebowski.
Big Lebowski, yeah.
12-year-olds, dude.
That was a good John Goodman. That wasn't bad. Yeah, workshopping that John Goodman, or
have not been workshopping the John Goodman there.
All right. So much time spent doing James of Same Sex Mary that
the John Goodman no time just for rolls John Goodman. Up the tongue. Yeah. He's the opposite of James in Same Sex Mary.
This is true. By the way,
you people, be careful with the comments in the chat room about. There are potential spoilers that you guys are unwittingly, accidentally putting in there, and I want you to be very careful about that. Not for us. Thursday, people.
They're not spoilers for us. They can. You guys, hey, it's your funeral chat room. You want to ruin everybody's day for each other? Go for it. Knock yourselves out.
And it's not just you, Big T2000. There were some earlier ones that I was like, oh my god, I can't believe somebody just said that. Jeez. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, the thing he said with the, going to make any sense, though, until they see it. You know what I mean?
No, and that's not the one. I don't want to say who said it because I don't want to, draw attention to it for people to scroll back up and see it, so.
Wait, I'm going to go look now. I want to see. Where is it now?
I tell you who said it.
Yeah. So was it Big T 2000?
No. Nope. Oh. Wasn't that one.
Who said it?
All right. Only Scott listen to this.
All right.
It was
I can actually mute the chat. Let's do this. Watch this. Oh, chat room. You guys can't hear me do this.
Okay, so I'm gonna mute the chat. All right, go ahead and say it. Who wrote it?
It was said by Luke Sightwalker.
Okay. Now I'm gonna scroll up and look.
I can actually just take a screenshot of the thing.
Yeah,
and
do
put
that
in our chat.
I can't see it.
There you go.
Because all I see is Goodyear Starbuck butts or something from him.
All right. Yep. look in our chat and you'll see it.
Oh, here we go. This is great radio.
I know.
Oh, dude.
Right?
That's hard. Yeah, that's hardcore what you did.
That's a little hardcore. Yeah.
You know what? I was like, ah, what could it be? No, no, that's bad. Don't go scroll up. Stay away from it unless you've seen.
Yeah, don't
the movie.
Scroll up. Don't scroll up.
Yeah, if you've seen the movie, go ahead. We don't care. But if you haven't seen it. All right. What else here? Oh, the Indian Army. You know, they're in the news again.
Yes.
Man, it's been a while since we've again? Heard about the Indian Army. Just not enough times of Indian Army stories. The Indian Army, as in India, okay, not the more less favorable term, American Indian. We're not talking about them. We're talking about...
Not the Native American Army, no.
Right. We're talking about Indians from India, right. Their army.
Eastern Indians.
Exactly. Yes. They found a Yeti footprint in the Himalayas. What?
Did Matthew Broderick realize he was standing it the whole time, and then he looked up and said, I'm in a Yeti footprint!
He did. You're right. I don't know how you knew this before. Did you read ahead? Because you must have
read
ahead.
I did not read ahead. I just knew.
All right. Well, the Indian Army says it's discovered footprints in the Himalayas that appear to belong to a Yeti, known in the United States as Bigfoot or the Abominable Snowman. No, they're not the same.
Two different things. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeti is the snow ape. And Bigfoot is the dirt ape.
Skunk ape, yeah. Here's the thing, though. The only thing that these two things, or the only common ground these two creatures have, is that they're both bullshit.
Yes, right.
Measuring 32 inches by 15 inches, the footprints were found near Mount Makalu. This is a base, one of those base camp things. April 9th, military officials posted on Twitter. Of course they did. A spokesman for who follows the Indian Army on Twitter? That's crazy to me. Isn't that weird?
That is a really good point. Like, what tweets are they putting out?
Yeah.
Like, another day of exercises out in the field.
Yeah, we're doing border patrol. Hashtag bored. Anyway, let's see. Spokesman for the country's defense ministry told NBC News on Tuesday that photographs taken by the Army's mountaineering expedition team have been passed on to the scientific community, that's in quotes, whatever that means, for verification. Yeah. The announcement, was referred to as the Yeti or mythical beast, was met with mixed reaction online.
Oh,
you don't say. You don't say it was mixed reaction online.
Mixed reaction online, huh?
I don't know how they do that. All right, chat room, I'm going to put a photo of what they say are the feet.
Yeah, and here's what's dumb.
All right.
If you took this photo, wouldn't you like get up a little bit closer and take a photo of one of the individual footprints?
Yes, I would get right up on it because that right there looks like people walking to me.
Exactly. Yes.
You're 100% right, dude. Those don't look that big.
Yetis always travel single file to hide their numbers.
This little known fact. Somebody was making fun. Little known fact for all you doubters who say that it was a one-legged Yeti preferring to walk a catwalk. Yeah. This video is pretty good. I'm gonna play
it. Great.
That's a gif, I guess. That's how he walks, I guess. Foot over foot. Yeah, this is horseshit.
It is horseshit.
They didn't find anything. You know what's wrong with the Indian Army is they think they found a Bigfoot track. That's what's wrong with them. I don't know what other problems they may have over there. This is a big problem. They cannot look at a footprint and go, it's totally from the Bigfoot. They can't do that.
No.
Is that voice racist now? Can I not do that?
A little bit, because, you know, white privilege.
Okay. Stop doing it. There's a power differential going on.
There's an abominable snowman in the marketplace.
Nice. My favorite abominable snowman is the one in Monsters, Inc. that is played by Cliff Clavin that pees on his... Or no, he didn't pee on them. They were yellow because they were lemon. But the other monsters thought they were pee or something, right? Do I have that right? How did that story go? Cliff Clavin, the abominable snowman, tried to get
snow
cones.
They go through all the doors. They go into one door and it's...
Yellow snow cones, right. But they made some kind of pee joke in it. Oh, I don't remember how it went down. I got to watch that movie again, I guess. I like that movie. It's got Steve Buscemi in it. Yeah. Buscemi's in there going, I shot you in the face.
Well,
yeah,
not that, but he is in there, yes.
Well, yeah. Well, I didn't mean literally that. That's from Fargo, Brian.
I know, yes. No, I'm looking to see. I'm trying to find the scene. I cannot find the scene to, like, be able to speak with any sort of... here we go. Nope, that's not it. D. Lee Mike.
No. He makes them himself, not that way. Yeah, it was something like that where he said, I made them myself. And they were like, ugh. And he was like, no, they're lemon or something.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Anyway. Final story. A man.
Hey, Normie.
This is going to be your favorite story of the day, I'm sure.
All right.
Because you like your AirPods, right? You're a fan.
I love my AirPods. You love your AirPods, too.
I do. I do. I like them quite a bit. Yeah. Yeah. Well, a man accidentally swallowed his AirPod, but it still works after he pooped it out.
Ugh.
Yep. I hate that sound. That's why I know I'm screwed up. What's worse than losing your AirPods? Find one inside your belly. That's what happened to this man. His name is, I don't know how you say this, H-S-U is pronounced how.
Yeah, I think I would say that the H is silent. You just call him Sue.
Sue.
A boy named Sue.
A boy named Sue. There you go.
I don't think you go Hasu.
He went through his usual or his unusual experience when he went to sleep and somehow his right AirPod slipped its way into his mouth and down his stomach in the middle of the night. He was unable to locate the missing AirPod and tried using the Find My AirPods feature over his phone, which normally totally works. He could hear the beep beep sound, which seemed to be following him around. So he'd walk around the room, beep beep, and you can hear the beep, but it's not from anywhere. It's from in here.
You'd know if it was coming from your body.
Would you?
I would know.
How do you not? What about fire alarm or fire smoke detectors that beep and you think you swear you know which one it is and then you find out you were totally wrong somewhere else?
No, they're not coming from inside my own body. I would think you'd know. I would think that you'd be able to tell if the sound was coming from you as opposed to like, oh, I can't tell if it's that smoke detector or that smoke detector over there. Because I have had that problem just recently, April 1st. I had that issue where I could not tell what was causing the beeping. But I would think that you'd...
Well, you'd at least have the sensation it was following you around, but you wouldn't feel it. Like, you're not going to get vibration out of it because it's just a high-pitched... It's a high-pitched beep.
So by the way, have you seen... let's see if the photo that just got posted in the chat room is in... Okay, yeah, no. I'm going to send you a photo that... the grossest thing Scott will see today. This one came from Captain Kipper.
All right, put it in Discord.
I'll put it in our Discord. Right, there you go. Enjoy that.
Is that it?
That's the guy, and that's his AirPod.
And gross!
Have a close look at that AirPod.
You know what? Clean it before you take a selfie.
Before you selfie with it. Yes, exactly.
That's horrendous.
What's the grossest thing Scott's seen all day?
All week. All month. I mean, we're only 6 days in, so it's early, but man.
Yeah.
All right, that's not cool. Chat room, you don't want to see that. I'm not showing you that.
No.
Anyway, it still works. It's all been cleaned up. And used again, and it's fine. It actually works, which is crazy. I guess that's a nice piece of engineering right there if your AirPod still works.
Yes, impressive, and ew.
Would you use it again?
But I would. That thing would seriously go through some major Purelling.
I would too.
In any part of my body.
And you could never sell them again. Like, there's no secondary market for that.
But the problem is that, you know, like, the outside, clean the outside, no problem. It's all, like, clear. You're not clear, but, like, smooth plastic. Mm-hmm. But it's that mesh. It's like...
Yeah, the air mesh.
There is literal poop inside the mesh in that thing.
Yeah, I don't have them in here, but you're right. There's that little ear mesh that goes into your ear. Wouldn't trust that.
No, that's in your body. You're putting a little bit of poop inside your... Back inside your body, and that seems like a bad thing.
All right, chat room, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to briefly show this image. It's only going to be up for a second, so enjoy. Okay, so here goes. Paste. There he is. Okay, get out of there. Okay, we're off. Whew. All right, that's going to do it for that. We're going to get Steven all up in this, though, after the break, and talk about what's going on in the world of pop culture, comics, and more. Love having Steven on, so that'll be here shortly. Before that, though, a musical break with Brian Ibbett. What do you have?
Yes, I've got music from an album that I'm loving. Brand new album by a band called Doom Squad. Whoa. Sounds like something that Steven Schleicher would talk about if he, you know, talked about it on the show. It's a Toronto band with siblings in it. Looking to see who the siblings are. Let's see here. Here we go. Trevor Jacqueline and Ali Blumas. Kind of a dance pop group, but more psych pop. I don't want to call them dance pop because I mean they've got some electronic influences. Anyway, the brand new song is called Let It Go. Here is Doom Squad from their brand new album, Let Yourself Be Seen.
All right, we'll be right back.
Challenges and change.
Hey guys, have you heard of Away? You haven't? Some of you have. I know I have because I use them every time I take a trip anywhere, including my recent trip to Las Vegas. Away makes affordable, high-quality suitcases that charge your phone. Also, they move around really well, which is what I like about them the most. By cutting out the middleman, Away is able to offer the perfect luggage made with high-quality materials at a lower price, and there are a variety of options. Comes with a bunch of colors, four sizes, the carry-on, the bigger carry-on, the medium, the large. And Away has designed the perfect suitcase to make your travel experience stress-free. For example, it features two USB ports and a high-capacity battery that allow you to charge multiple devices on the go, whether it's your phone, your tablet, whatever, so you never have to worry about a dead phone or a flight that doesn't have outlets someplace. And super easy to get out. Sometimes they're going to want you to pull those out at the gate and have them see the battery, and you can do it real easy. It's just like a little eject thing. You push it, and it goes, gunk, comes out, and it's amazing. They're ultra durable, yet very lightweight, made with premium impact resistant German polycarbonate. And there's a smooth ride in any direction. That I can attest to. I hate bags where I can't just move them any which way I need to in the busyness of an airport. And these bags do that really well. They're also theft proof. They have a TSA approved combination lock that's built right in to keep your belongings safe. And even if you're an overpacker, like I know overpackers, I'm probably one of them. You can fit anything you need in there. There's a patent-pending interior compression system that they use that tightly buckles in bulky items, like extra pairs of shoes, for example. I tried to do that for Vegas, and they fit. Anyway, I never wore them, but they were in there. Comes with a lifetime warranty. If anything breaks, Away will fix it or replace it for life. Carry-on sizes are compliant with all the major airlines, while maximizing the amount that you can pack inside. And you get a risk-free 100-day trial. That is risk-free 100-day trial. At any point, if you decide it's not for you, return it for a full refund. No questions asked, that is. So go check it out. I absolutely love mine. I think you're going to love yours as well. They have this great offer right now for listeners of this show. $20 off a suitcase. Go to awaytravel.com/TMS20. $20, TMS20. Get it? And use promo code TMS20 at checkout. Plus, get free shipping anywhere in the lower 48 states. That's awaytravel.com/TMS20.
I found a green purse, a fresh corpse, and a pair of dancing hands.
What a penis.
The Morning Stream. Let's go, Sharks!
Is there still hockey going on?
Yes, they're in the playoffs. The Avs are in the playoffs, and the Dallas Stars and the San Jose Sharks are playing as well, I believe.
Yeah. That sounds right. Is the Avalanche expect? I mean, are people betting on the Avalanche to go far and take it, or what?
No, they're currently losing their series. I think 3-2, but it goes to 7 games. So
all right.
They could lose. Oh, St. Louis Blues versus the Stars. So it must have been the Sharks versus the Avs. Oh, I can't remember who they played, but they're losing their series, so they need to win this one.
Do they,
I think, tonight or tomorrow night?
Do they play this at the Sharks games? I'm going to play a little music. One second. This thing.
Baby Shark.
Oh my gosh, what is happening? Hold on.
Yeah.
Oh, this song.
I know where you're going.
Okay, I'm gonna skip it. I hate that freaking thing.
They play that at the freaking Mammoth games. They play that everywhere now, Scott.
Do they? Really?
Yes.
I'm surprised by that. I thought it would just be if you have the Sharks, you'd play it there. I didn't know it was like making its way into mainstream, like in between things, sports, like breaks between quarters and stuff. That sucks.
Oh, yes. They play it everywhere.
All right.
Play it everywhere. The Sharks Avalanche, they're playing tonight at 8 p.m. Game 6. The Sharks lead the series 3-2. Also, the Bruins and the Blue Jackets are playing. The Blues and the Stars, are also on their game six. And is that everybody? I think that's everybody. There you go.
2.7 billion views for Baby Shark Dance.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Good job, Pink Fong.
Most of those are Matteo Spagnuolo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're probably not wrong. Yes. All right. Cadaveri says, and Frog Pants just set off my two-year-old. Yeah, that thing is like a weird piece of kid crack.
And it is an earworm. It is earworm city. Like, you hear that and you cannot get it out of your head.
Yeah. Which is, for adults, is a terrible experience. For really kids, they're loving it.
Yeah.
All right. What are we doing? Oh, Steven. I forgot what we were doing and where we were at.
We should bring Steven in to talk.
I think that's a great idea. So I'm going to add him to this call by hitting call. There we go. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, he's so fast. It didn't even matter. Okay, here's this thing.
Steven.
It's Steven Schleicher, everybody, of Major Spoilers fame at majorspoilers.com. Hello, Steven.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Hello.
Ah, it's so nice to have you here. How many viewings of Endgame have you seen?
Just one. That's all I need to see.
All right. You're good. You're good with one, huh?
I'm good with one. And really? We talked about it on the last Comic Dorks, why it doesn't sit right with me.
Yeah, it's not as favorite. My nephew said similar things last night. I said, what'd you think of Endgame? It's okay.
Like, it's fine. It's a fine story.
It's like, it's okay. It's better than okay. It's amazing. I mean, you know, it's a hot topic, so it's hard. If you loved it, it's going to shock you that some people maybe didn't love it. So.
Funny you say hot topic, because I think people are evenly split on hot topic as well.
Oh, yeah. No, but nobody likes a hot topic.
It's just 50-50. You either love or hate hot topic.
Hot topic is all SpongeBob shirts now, I swear. I went in there the other day. It's just SpongeBob everywhere. It's like they got the deal with Nickelodeon, and they're like, you know what? Remember all those edgy shirts we used to do and all that? Nope. It's just ironic SpongeBob memes, and that's it.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
Speaking of Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, give it to me.
The new Spider-Man Out of Town movie trailer
Out of Town.
Out of Spider-Man. Town.
Far Out of Town.
Far From Home.
Hold
the new trailer
meal.
Has dropped. And listen, this is serious for people that want to avoid spoilers.
Okay.
Don't watch this trailer until after you've seen the movie, because it spoils the ending of Endgame in a big, big way. And it drops a major bomb on the entire MCU.
Wow.
And it shows why they said this is the final movie of the Phase 3, and it gives you a big indication of where Phase 4 is going.
Really?
It was like, holy crap.
Mm.
Okay. I think I know the thing of which you speak. I'm going to say that the bomb is BS.
Well, probably. It could be.
Implied by the person who it's about.
It could be.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
That, or maybe not.
That person is all about BS.
You mean Maggie Maggie Gyllenhaal? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, we're talking about Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Okay. All right. We won't pry more than that. I'm going to look at this as soon as the show's over. So,
But there is, as far as the Endgame goes, big spoiler if you haven't seen Endgame.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Like the very I did watch the trailer, and I do love the fact that that Tom Holland comes out at the beginning. Please don't watch this trailer if you have not seen Endgame.
Well, what I find more amazing is that
all your actors are British, by the way. Bye.
There's another person in that trailer who totally buys into a certain person's claim.
Yes, I know. Well, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
They're BSing everybody all up in here. Show me proof.
You'd think you might want to check your facts, right?
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
I'm going to watch it right after this. I have no idea what you guys are talking about, so I'm stoked to see what they spoil, because I've seen Endgame, so I don't care. It's good. Let's do it. But I also appreciate that they did the little preamble, because if they hadn't done that, people would have been really mad, right?
Oh, yeah.
It would have been complete internet meltdown today, so smart idea. Well done.
The major focus of that trailer is the Endgame ending.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right, I'll watch it and I'll let you know what I think. Hey, we were talking, we kind of touched on this very question last couple of times we've had you on, but also on Comic Dorks, this idea that comics and graphic novels aren't keeping up with the popularity of the film side, or that the film side continues to just dominate, yet comics, languish. Now you're telling me that's not true today.
Here's the problem. We talked a little bit about this on the most recent Comic Dorks. Again, don't listen to Comic Dorks episode 26 unless you've seen Avengers Endgame. But
can you get Tom Holland to give me that?
No, it was just me and him. We had to do it ourselves. We couldn't get him. I know. He's a busy kid. He's got stuff to do now, so it's fine.
So in 2017, the comic book industry dropped at about 6.5%, which isn't a large amount. But it was certainly enough for a certain group of people to run around screaming that, haha, this is why comics are failing. Comics are going the way of the dodo. And only we, these certain group of people, can save it because we know best. And we're going to take you back to the days of comic book 90s excess. And it got a lot of people upset, a lot of people riled up because the comic industry isn't in trouble. In fact, the latest estimates for 2018 is that overall sales are up by about 7.5% from 2017, which puts it ahead of the 2016 numbers, which was the largest year on record for comic book sales. Estimates for 2018, $1.095 billion in comics sold in 2018.
Jeez. That's a lot, but also, doesn't this still pale in comparison to like the early 90s? Like that?
Oh, yeah. No. Comic sales have overall declined. There wasn't $1 billion. No way was there billions of dollars in comics sold in the 90s.
Okay. I thought there was a whole thing now, about.
There were millions of comics shipped in the 90s, not all of them sold.
Do you think?
And also, you have to keep in mind that the prices were much different.
That's what I was going to ask. Is it because of price hikes? Because now it's like $4 for me to get something that back then cost me $1.50.
Yeah.
That's got to have something to do with it.
Yeah. So there's some interesting things. So between, and I'm looking at the data from comicron.com. From 2017 to 2018, sales of comics in comic book stores dropped about $5 million, which is interesting because comic shops, if people don't know that they're out there, we just had Free Comic Book Day, and according to my Twitter, it was very underrated. Not a lot of people on my feed, which is primarily comic books, were talking about Free Comic Book Day this year.
Yeah, it was a little bit quiet. I noticed that in general. Oh, Ibbit, you went out. You went comic book shopping. How'd it go?
I was going to, and I never made it out to a comic store. I'm really bummed because I did want to pick up the...
I didn't do it either.
It's your fault the comic industry is failing, Brian.
I know. Single-handedly, I did it. It's my fault.
So here's where the numbers you might be going, oh, well, $5 million at comic book stores. That's horrible. Do you have to remember that trade paperbacks are included in this, and comic books sold through book channels rose $65 million in the last year. Digital downloads went from $90 million to $100 million, and through other channels, other outlets also rose $10 million in the last year. So to me, that says that, hey, people are getting their comic books not from the comic book store as much, but going to other outlets. Because if you combine those together, you got $585 million being sold through other channels and $510 being sold through comic book stores.
Right.
Well, like, where are they going, though? I mean, because even Barnes & Noble is just Noble, like trade paperbacks.
Amazon.
Are there comics at Barnes & Noble? Oh, yeah. Or just trade paperbacks?
There's a lot of trade paperbacks.
If you go to mine, I got one over here that has both. They've got a rack. It's not a huge selection, but a couple of racks of, like, monthlies and then... just tons of trades, but I feel like trades is where it's at right now because there's so much to choose from that you're never caught up, so you always just get a trade paperback and catch up. But also, it feels like the price per issue when bought in that form is just less.
Oh yeah, you can get a lot of really good paperbacks, trades, six issues for $19.95.
Yeah, it's a lot less money than what you would have paid monthly for that thing.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. No, I prefer the trade paperbacks, but I just didn't think that. Other places sold the individual comics anymore.
Right.
Glad to see you.
The other outlet, of course, is Amazon. Because you can go and buy a whole bunch of trade paperbacks there.
That's true. I wonder how much, I'd actually be really curious to know how much of, what percentage of comics purchased in any form is Amazon. Because Amazon.
So would everyone else.
Yeah. They don't say, do they? They don't really tell
anybody. This is stuff culled from data and estimates from ICV2.com and ComicCron, which have been doing this for years. Which is the main distributor for comics, Diamond does not release those numbers. So a lot of this has to be a little bit guesstimated based on the number of comics sold in the direct market. Now, every month we will put up the numbers of the comics sold in the direct market for a month, and it'll run down and say, you know, Batman number 1000 was number one in April, and it's estimated that this many units were sold. So they kind of go from that and work backwards, and they also talk with stores to find out what they've sold and how many units they've sold to get a better comparison of what was shipped and how much was sold. So they're very, very accurate. I've talked with a person inside the industry, not specifically at Diamond, but someone who works maybe for a certain digital comics company, who says that these guys are within 2% of nailing it every month.
Wow.
As far as the estimates go.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Good news then. That's good news, everybody.
It is always good news. Of course, it would be great to see these numbers rise, especially when you consider that just in the merchandising alone of comic book stuff, Batman stuff, Avengers stuff, whatever, that's over $1 billion just by itself in the merchandise.
You know what would be really cool? I was thinking this the other day, and this is a totally dumb offshoot, but you just got me thinking about it. One thing that would make comics super cool is if we had like Harry Potter power. You know how their newspapers were always people moving around and like making faces and turning their heads and stuff. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be cool if comic books were like that, where the page moved?
They actually do, and it's a horrible, horrible thing.
Tell me, what is lenticular?
No, not lenticular. There was actually, you can go find these. You can see like animated comic books. Marvel did this for a while.
Yeah.
Marvel also had these augmented reality comics. I don't know if they still do it, but you used to be able to point your phone at a particular page and it would go into this little animated sequence telling you the backstory of a certain aspect or character or something going on.
I had no idea.
Yeah, there was a little AR icon mm-hmm. in some panels and you'd, yeah.
I didn't know they did that. That's crazy.
Would have been like, I want to say maybe 7 or 8 years ago.
Oh, geez, it would be better now. The AR stuff's so much better now. They should do it now.
It's a lot of extra work.
Yeah, it is. And I don't want to start paying $8 per issue. So don't do it at Marvel. Forget it.
Right.
All right. Well, this and more can be found over at majorspoilers.com, where Steven is always doing the dishing on both comic books and popular modern culture in general. You can also find him on Twitter at majorspoilers. Steven, anything else you'd like to tell the people at home?
Is Daryl coming up next? Because I've got a weird story.
He's not on today, so tell me your story.
So,
Daryl-less.
About a month and a half ago, I was flipping through our local Facebook, you know, sales. You know, you go through the sales page on Facebook, and it's like, hey, here's stuff that's selling in your area. And I came across a photo of 4 theater seats from our old Fox Theater. Now, the Fox Theater was one of the movie palaces, and of course, it's not as ornate as big movie palaces that you think about. But this was built in the 1930s at the very end of the movie palace renovation. And the theater was only had a few modifications in the whole thing. They broke it from a balcony into a 2-theater system in the 70s or 80s. Mm-hmm. But then they kept the same seats in that theater all this time. Yes, they would recover them occasionally with the new velvet and everything. But it wasn't until like 2001 or 2002 that they removed those original seats and put in seats that were a little bit wider and also had the cup holders and stuff.
Okay.
So that theater has since closed down and it's been renovated into a new space, like a music venue space that does really well.
Okay.
But about a month ago, I saw 4 original seats from the old Fox Theater up for sale. Mm. And it didn't say where, but, you know, sometimes if you look on those listings, it'll put a circle around where this photo was taken.
Yeah.
Right.
And I knew that, and I looked and it was like, oh, this photo was taken at this antique shop that's on the main street in Hayes. And I said, I really have been wanting a set of these for years, for over a decade.
For like your home movie theater or something.
Yeah. Just, you know, they're very nice. They're very nice conversation pieces, etc.
Yeah.
So about a month passed and the boys and I were driving by the other day and I saw that the store was open. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what, we're going to stop and just see if these things are still there, because after a month, I would not expect them to be there.
Okay.
Sure.
So I go in and one's like, hello. And I'm like, hello. You know, as you do.
As you do.
Okay.
And I said, I heard that you may have some of the original Fox Theater seats in here. And she goes, maybe. I said, well, could I see them, please? And she takes me back to the back. And sure enough, there they are. 3 of them connected, 1 of them not, although they can all be connected into one long row.
Right.
And I'm like, I want these. I want to take them now, et cetera, et cetera. And it's a steal. The price that I got for these things is a steal.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And these things are, they look in great condition. I posted a picture up on Instagram over the weekend about these.
Ooh, I gotta see this. Okay.
Here's where the story gets weird.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, there's something stuck on the bottom of one of the seats, isn't there?
No. Yeah, it's $1 million. Stuck on the bottom of the seat.
Yeah.
She asked me, because this was for sale, this was, the photo that I saw was definitely inside that back room of her shop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she goes, so how did you know that we had these here? And I said, about a month ago, I saw this photo on Facebook. And she's like, Facebook? We never posted anything about these seats anywhere, let alone on Facebook.
Really?
And I'm like, oh, no, no, seriously, look. And I open up the Facebook app and I'm flipping through it. And I'm flipping through it. Can't find those photos anywhere.
What? What?
Here's the other weird thing. My wife had messaged me. She's like, where are you guys at? And so I took a picture of those chairs and sent them to her. And that is the exact same angle and the exact same placement as the photo I saw on Facebook a month ago.
And it made it back into the past.
What? Did you fly around the earth real fast in a bird of prey and then save some whales?
I don't know, but that was after she told me that that photo was never taken and that there's no way anybody, and it's just her and her husband and one other woman that work at the shop. She's like, there's no way we would have posted this on Facebook.
Wow.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's insane, dude.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have. Now I want to. Okay, wait. I have a sound clip for this. What am I even thinking? I have it for this very freaking reason. When something like this happens, here. There's no way to explain it. Explain it. You can't. All right.
Can't explain that with science.
All right. That was a great little story. Are you going to investigate further, or are you just going to chalk it up to?
Oh, heck no. I'm going to think that somebody came in and took a picture and posted it on Facebook, maybe as a favor or something.
Okay. All right.
And then maybe deleted it, but that listing is not there anymore.
Oh, man, why are your kids so cute? You have the cutest kids. How did that work out? Yeah, because
it's all my wife's.
I was going to say it's got to be all your wife. Same with me. Yeah. That's how my kids are all decent looking. Anyway, sorry, I'm looking into your Instagram. People should check that out. That's major spoilers on Instagram as well. Why not? Why not? Indeed. Steven Schleicher, it is always a pleasure, as my dad would say. Have a fantastic week. And we'll see you next time. Oh, stay hydrated. Hail hydrated. All right. Let me close that. And now, pretend that I know what I'm doing. There we go. All right. Hey, Brian, want to hear a mashup?
Of course I do.
Well,
please tell
me
this comes to us from our friend Jamie.
It is.
TMS Mashup.
Yeah. And he's also, you may know him from such places as patreon.com/TMS Mashups or TMS Mashups on Twitter.
Yeah, the soon-to-be-unveiled TMSMashups.com.
He calls this the Monday Mashup, Hancock Rooster Tail.
Oh, God.
Don't remember what that is, but we're about to find out right now as I play this. Here you go.
Hold on, button stuck. Why won't that work? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
It won't work. What the heck? Okay.
I'm not packing anything, Gene.
Yeah, Gene, get out here. We got $10 to make per photo. Don't forget to ask for it.
Pretty hot out today. Because you're a little shit.
Always eat your dictators.
Neither Jonah Hill or Channing Tatum or Taining Chatham. Chachum. Sure. Chode Man.
Well, I totally do, Alex. I'm able to wink at people with my third nipple.
Apple's most devoted.
There's a phone coming.
That's right.
How do you know? Don't need no ticket. You just need several $100.
That's right. Arrow right to the crotch. Hey, where do we need to go?
Mac crotch.
Eyes up here. No. Eyes up here. No. Eyes up here.
Going.
Hey, I'm going to go out and have a smoke. You go ahead and dance to Men Without Hats. I'll be back in a second.
These stockings are riding up my legs like nobody's business. I'm going to miss the 3 a.m. train to Nutley.
No, it's about the wholesomeness of just feeling the love in the Serengeti.
Yeah. Try to ignore the fact that I look like your
All
mother.
Of a sudden, I sound like Nigel Tufnell. This one's called Lick My Love Pump.
Listen, this isn't the way we do things here.
We don't put our balls on people's pizza.
We have a whole video that advises against it.
Take a selfie.
This dude wandered off.
Oh, once you say Roswell.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
He had an alien probe up his bum.
Donkey probe.
Yeah, donkey probe. Sure, they were donkeys.
Hey, I really like those three boobs, but your abdomen is gross.
Samuel, when it was, what's the character? The Hanna-Barbera rooster?
Listen, I say here.
That's the one. Or just Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers.
What's his freaking name?
Hancock Rooster Tail.
Yeah, Hancock Rooster Tail is not his name. Listen.
That's a classic one. Holy cow, that's old.
Yeah, some of that stuff's old. Some of it's new.
Yeah. That Hancock Rooster Tail, I think, is from a while back.
Oh, is it? I thought it was more recent. Maybe so. I don't know. That's why I didn't recognize it. Because I saw the name on the file and went, Hancock Rooster Tail? What the frick is that?
I know. I thought it was when we were talking about Will Smith and Hancock last week. What were we talking? Oh, no, that was on Film Sec. We were talking about Hancock.
Yeah, that was this week. Or that was Saturday. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember.
It all blends together.
It's a, dude, I don't know how many years this is, but we're at 1702. That's a lot of episodes where we say a lot of really dumb stuff. There's no way we can make sense of it. No way.
Kidding.
We don't have the power. We don't have the ability. This is not a human trait we possess. Dane is right. What else? That's it. That's the show. We're done. We're going to get out of here. Now, a programming note. Oh, I love when we end right on time. It's the best thing. Mm-hmm. Skim is now on Mondays. That's the new date. And we do it right after this show. So at 11 o'clock or so, Kim will be down here on mic and we will be recording. And we're going to try that for the foreseeable future. We're trying to free Sundays up to be more of like an actual day off instead of working.
Yeah.
Because I have something every freaking day of the week and it's my own fault. Not blaming anybody but me, but.
Well, it's also Randy and Brian Dunaway's fault, really. I mean, it'd be nice if they could record Film Sec on a weekday, like professionals.
Yeah, like professional podcasters that don't have real jobs.
Exactly.
Come on.
Exactly. Jeez.
But yeah, we're going to do that. Plus, it's a little easier for Kim with everything going on Sunday. So we're going to do that today at 11. And for every foreseeable Monday moving forward, that will be Skim Time. What else? That's it. frogpants.com/TMS frogpants.com/TMS That's our website. Join our Discord by going there and clicking it and joining it. That's a very chattery place right now. And it's fantastic.
It is. It's great.
We have a subsection in there about, that I put up with, that was just for me to get some accountability from everybody for me to quit eating so much. And, it's blossomed into a whole bunch of people challenging each other. So get in there and that's be a great part of that too, if you want. Lots of great tips and ideas and apps people use and all that kind of stuff. So definitely check it out over at frogpants.com/TMS. And if you're in the mood to give a little back to the show you love, head on over to patreon.com/TMS. It's early in the month. It's time for you to re-up and get in there and check out these levels. Get the T level. That one's awesome. That's at patreon.com/TMS. Brian will now give us a song because he is required by law to do so.
I will do exactly that. Kurzog wrote and said, hey guys, I got one of those anytime you can fit it in requests. Brian, I think you've mentioned you like Elvis Costello. Yes, I've definitely mentioned that. Personally, I've never had a chance to get into his music, so even his biggest singles were not very familiar to me. In 2002, one of my favorite bands, the sometimes ska, sometimes not My Superhero, covered Radio Radio on their Send Gas EP. Last year, I was somewhere random like a grocery store when the original started playing, not even knowing it was ever a cover in the first place, plus it being a decade or so longer since I'd even listened to the cover, I was overcome with bewilderment as to why I knew this song so well. Anyway, I was glad to have rediscovered it, and it would be awesome to hear it on TMS sometime. Thanks, Kurzog. Well, Kurzog.
If that is your real name.
If that is your real name. Mm. This is one I didn't even know about, a cover I didn't even know about. Obviously, I knew about the original, the big Elvis Costello fan, as you know, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
This does come from their Send Gas EP from 2002. Here is My Superhero with Radio Radio.
See you guys tomorrow.
But they don't give you any choice, 'cause they think they're reel to reel. And radio's in the hands of such a lot of false tattoo and he said, guys, the way that you feel is a sound salvation. Radio is clearing up the nation. So they say you better listen to the voice of reason. But they don't give you any choice because everything is treason. So you better do what you were told. You better listen to the radio. Wonderful radio.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.